The new figures that came out last Friday from the Department of Housing show that there are 39 child dependents and emergency accommodation in September 2022, which is actually three times the number that were in homeless accommodation in September of 2021. It's also a huge increase from the number last month. In August 2022, when there were 22 child dependents. So there's a huge jump there with children. And then there's also a very significant increase in the number of individual adults as well. The number has increased from 111 in August to 149 in September. And the figures suggest that a lot of that increase actually occurred in Donegal, because we see from the figures, the statistics, the way they're published, because Leitrim has a low level of homelessness. They don't count Leitrim on its own, so they put Leitrim and Donegal together. And in August of 22, there were 37 adults in emergency accommodation between Donegal and Leitrim. Now, we know that number in Leitrim must be under 10, otherwise they would be counted separately. So the increase up to 54 adults in the Donegal-Leitrim area must be predominantly in Donegal itself. We don't have any way to determine how many children were counted in Donegal, because we only get the overall figure for the entire region. And so that's a very concerning problem.
Is there a trend then? What are you seeing as the main reasons then for this increase?
Well, the main problem is that there is no affordable properties for people to rent if they are asked to leave their existing tenancy. And the landlords are leaving the rental market, so there's less places available. And at the same time, every year the local authorities, they count how many people who are approved for housing are living, where they're living. And in November of 2021, there were 694 households counted as living either with parents or family and friends. So if the family relationship doesn't hold up, if people can't afford to keep somebody in their house any longer, and of course we have the increased pressure on households with extra costs for electricity and heating, etc., if they're asked to move out of where they're sofa surfing, for example, then there are very little options other than to apply for emergency accommodation. So the local authority then has to find a bed for them. And right now, all the emergency beds in the region have been full for quite a long time. So they have to find a B&B or a tourist hostel or a hotel to accommodate the people. And they're paying a minimum of, say, of €50 per night for that. So, that's about 18,000 euro per person that it costs to keep a person in emergency accommodation. At the same time, on the flip side of that, North West Simon Community tries to prevent people going into emergency accommodation. We have outreach services across the region, and we worked with 137 households last year that we helped to find either to find a new home or to remain in their existing tenancy. But that service is mostly funded through voluntary donations. At the start of this year, we put in applications to the three local authorities to develop homeless prevention services in the three counties. We estimated the cost of the service would be 231,000 over the full year. And we've gotten a grant of €10,250 to help deliver the service.
And that's just not enough then? And there needs to be...
It's completely inadequate. But we've lobbied the minister, we've been to the department. Thomas Pringle, TD, is one of our board members. He's raised it with the Taoiseach and it all, urging the government to find solutions to our housing and funding issues, and the answer we got is there's nothing they can do. There are plans being developed for additional services, but it'll be next year before that comes through.
And surely, while the funding remains inadequate, this number of people who are homeless is going to continue to rise?
It seems inevitable. I mean, the local authorities don't have staff. There is a resettlement intensity sustainment officer employed by Northwest Simon Community, funded by Donegal County Council. Focus Ireland have the same post in Sligo. And that's the extent of the outreach to people working in the community that are at risk of homelessness. In the meantime, you see from the figures that 72 households were provided with emergency accommodation and B&Bs and hostels and hotels, and very few of them get any support other than those that the resettlement services support, and our volunteers or our staff provide support for them on a voluntary basis. And that's the support they're getting. So people who are in crisis and are struggling to deal with the huge problems that exist around housing at the moment can't get the help to get out of the situation they're in.